This is the Uptick Newswire Stock Day Podcast, sponsored by InvestorsHangout.com. Subscribe to us on iTunes and YouTube to stay up to date on penny stock news and interviews, public information on OTC, pink sheets, and microcap stocks from around the world, with your host, Everett Jolly.
On today's show, I have a returning company that was actually on my show back in September 2018, but they have a new CEO, and we'll get to that in just a bit. We're talking about Exim Biotech, Inc. You can find them on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. And with us today is the new CEO. We're very fortunate to have him, John Hugh Miller. John, I appreciate you coming on the show, and congratulations on being the new CEO.
Thank you, Everett. Glad to be here.
You know, Dr. George was the past CEO. I think he's went back to being the chairman of the board. But if you'd be so kind, maybe give my listeners a little bit of a backstory of how you got here and who you are.
Well, George is still with the company, founder, chairman of the board, brings a lot to the company still. And I think we're building a little bit better team now, so to speak. My background has been financial, Wall Street, 30 plus years of finance and taking public companies, making them do what they're supposed to do and executing business plans. And now that we have, I think we've done our business plan. We've spent several months putting it together, a comprehensive plan, and now we're in the process of implementing it. And that's what I was brought on to do.
You know, I saw a past press release not too old, maybe a week or 2 weeks ago, an order for 225,000 pieces of your release gum. I just want to know if you could bring us up on maybe some other products that you guys are looking at and where we go from here.
Yeah, so we announced that we have a very nice order for the nutraceutical side, and that's the first order. They're going to start selling it through their network. That's Canaway is going to start selling it through their network of 50,000 plus multi-level marketing people. So we expect some good things there. We also just announced recently a new patent that we had received for toothpaste containing cannabinoids. And we're working right now as we speak on a formulation for that. We expect that certainly by the end of the year, we'll be delivering that product to the market. And so, that's on the nutraceutical side. On the pharmaceutical side, which is really our focus, we're currently working with our MedChew with dronabinol for chemo patients and AIDS patients for weight loss and for vomiting and nausea. And we've been working on the reformulation of those products now for months. And with the microencapsulation, we're seeing a tremendous effect, and we believe that we have the formulations down so that now we can actually start our clinical studies and move through those.
The one that you recently got a PO for the 225,000 pieces, will you guys just be concentrating in the first and second quarter just domestically, or will you be looking at internationally for delivery of your product also?
Well, on that nutraceutical product, Canaway, I believe, does about 50% of their business in Europe. And so that, that order is being split between Europe and the United States. And, again, it's a nutraceutical product and it doesn't contain, some of the, like our dronabinol product is, synthetic THC, which is already, approved by the FDA. The CBD product that we have comes from hemp oil, and it's hemp oil derived, and it's a nice product with 10 milligrams of CBD in it. But it has all of the hemp oil benefits as well.
You've been with the company for a long time in one sort of another capacity. Now you're the CEO. That being said, what expertise do you feel that you bring? And do you see a new roadmap or a new pathway you want to take the company?
Well, I've been on the board of directors for almost the last 2 years. I was chairing the audit committee. And, I guess what I bring to the table mostly is execution of business plans and putting them together. And we've, redone the business plan so that we could focus on products that we think can have milestones and go or no go and get to market in 30 months or less. Again, that's why we're focused on the dronabinol, because it's already approved by the FDA. So it's more or less a fast track. All we have to do is prove the same bioequivalency that you can get from our gum. as opposed to taking a pill. And the advantage of chewing the gum is, you know, it enters the body faster and it's more of a controlled release as opposed to going through the stomach and through the liver. You know, it's a much harder path for the cannabinoids to go. So we think we have a better delivery system for the product and for that drug for those patients, and certainly for the other ones as well. You know, we're also in the process of doing putting together our plans for clinical studies for restless leg syndrome, for psychosis, and as well as MS for pain and spasticity.
The chewing gum, is there any competitors out there, John, that you're aware of?
Yeah, you know, there's a couple of nutraceutical products that are on the market that are, you know, we've looked at, we've tested, we've played with. They really don't deliver cannabinoids very well, in our opinion. But they don't own the patent for it. And certainly, you know, when we're talking pharmaceutical products, you know, we have all the patents worldwide for delivering cannabinoids in gum.
Well, let's stay on that premise of patents. You know, I was reading one of your press releases. I think you guys started something in 2015. You just recently got an approval of a new patent by the USPTO for toothpaste containing cannabinoids. What is that going to do for your company?
Well, we think it could add a lot to us. You know, it's for oral care compositions containing cannabinoids and you know, CBD, but also CBG. Both of these cannabinoids have been shown to have natural anti-inflammatory and antiseptic properties, and we think that's going to make them ideal for the treatment of gum disease and oral pain. And we're working on a toothpaste formulation based on our patent as we speak.
Company that we're highlighting here today on Stock Day is XM Biotech, Inc. They trade on the OTCQB under the ticker symbol AXIM. You can find them on the OTCQB. And with us today, the new CEO of the company was promoted to CEO, I believe, around January the 6th, Mr. John Hugh Miller. John, in closing, what would you want my listeners to take away from this interview?
Well, I think we're, you know, we're just, again, executing a business plan. And I think that you're going to see, you know, milestones that get hit over the next year and 2 years and get drugs to market. And that's our focus, is to help patients with a new delivery mechanism, which we think is probably the best.
Well, congratulations on your new job. I'm sure you're going to do a great job on it. I appreciate you coming on the show. And please, don't be a stranger. Come back in 40 or 50 days. Give us an update of what's going on with your company.
Thank you so much, Everett.
This program is entirely sponsored and produced by Uptick Newswire, LLC, which is responsible for the content. The opinions and information provided on this program are those of the guests and those of the respective companies they represent, and do not necessarily reflect those of the staff or management of Uptick Newswire. Uptick Newswire encourages all listeners of this program to do their due diligence and research when determining investment strategies that will work for them, or to seek the assistance of an investment professional. The guests of this program may have paid for its distribution and are not directly affiliated with Uptick Newswire or the station.